Good evening. It's 6 o'clock for WXPR News. I'm Miranda Vanderleest. Maryland Tomahawk Police, along with the Lincoln County Sheriff's Department, have arrested a suspect in the string of church burglaries. This week, a search warrant was executed at a residence on South 2nd Street in Tomahawk. The suspect, John Schenck Jr., was arrested for a probation violation. During the search, investigators allegedly found evidence of the Easter week Merrill church burglaries, but also two other burglaries, Tomahawk and Lincoln County. Merrill Police Chief Corey Bennett says many items were seized. Bennett says Schenck is a suspect in at least a dozen burglaries throughout Lincoln County. Bennett says they anticipate multiple charges will be brought against Schenck. Friday is Arbor Day and a day set aside to appreciate the many things trees provide us in our lives. WXPR's Ken Krall reports.
The state designates this week as Forest Appreciation Week as a lead-up to Friday's Arbor Day observance. Jeff Rowe is the DNR's Urban Forestry Team Leader. In honor of Arbor Day, the Division of Forestry donated 33,000 tree seedlings to Wisconsin fourth grade classrooms to help young people learn about the important roles trees play in Wisconsin's natural beauty and economy. Rowe says urban forests have drawn attention as many communities have ash trees that are the target of the invasive species emerald ash borer. Wisconsin is second in the nation in Tree City USA communities. To qualify as a Tree City USA community, you must meet four standards established by the Arbor Day Foundation and the National Association of State Foresters. Rowe says overall, the number of trees in Wisconsin is growing.
The state and private businesses and entities and property owners have been planting and doing, you know, enhanced and proper forest management for many years. And so the number of trees, the acres forested in the state has been going up for a number of years. In urban areas, there's a large planting effort. Again, I wouldn't say the tree number is necessarily going up with some of the things like emerald ash borer reducing numbers in some areas. But overall, yes, tree numbers are going up.
Forestry officials say the 17 million acres of state forests provide nearly 65,000 Wisconsin jobs and contribute more than $24 billion annually to the state's economy, along with recreation. Ken Krall, WXPR News.
And local unemployment continues to trend downward. The monthly Department of Workforce Development report finds Price County with the Northwood's lowest rate at 4.3%. Iron County has the state's highest rate at 7.9%. Preliminary March unemployment rates decreased in all areas over the year when compared over the year to March 2016 and over the month compared to February 2017. The preliminary seasonally adjusted unemployment rate was 3.4% in March, dropping to its lowest rate since April 2000. Data showed both total labor force and employment in Wisconsin reached all-time highs in March, while the number of unemployed individuals was its lowest since June 2000. Initial unemployment claims ended last year at their lowest level in their last 30 years. This year's initial claims are running at their lowest levels since 1989. State labor market analyst Mitchell Rupp in Wausau looks at this region's numbers. He encourages anyone looking for work to look online.
I would highly encourage everybody to go check out the Job Center of Wisconsin website. It is highly beneficial for both job seekers and employers alike. There's a bunch of different things that you can do on there.
Oneida County's rate was 5.4%, Vilas's rate at 6.4%, and Forest County at 6.6%. Dane County has the state's lowest rate at 2.5%. And the key fundraiser for the Oneida County Humane Society is this weekend in Three Lakes. The annual Fur Ball event coordinator is Humane Society Treasurer Sue Otis. She says this is the fourth annual event.
The Fur Ball is the Humane Society's biggest fundraiser that we do every year. This is our fourth annual. We have music, we have a program, lots of nice raffle items, auction items, both silent and live. This year we are doing a family-style dinner.
Otis says the event helps them serve the animals brought in.
We sell 200 tickets. That's where we cap it off. All the funds that we raise at the Fur Ball go directly to the care of the animals that pass through our doors. It is a big part of funding our annual operating expenses.
2 years ago, the Petco Foundation presented the group a $100,000 donation, which is being used to expand the facility on Rhinelander's north side. Otis says architect Jeff Musson will be giving a presentation on the expansion. Otis says to purchase tickets, contact the Oneida County Humane Society offices. More information is on the Oneida County Humane Society's Facebook page. The Fur Ball will be held at the Ryder Center in Three Lakes Saturday from 5 to 9 p.m. And looking at your forecast for tonight, a chance of snow showers continues through the overnight hours. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies, lows around 25 degrees. Tomorrow, partly sunny with highs near 46. That's your news for this Thursday evening. Stick around for Northwoods Cafe here on WXPR. For WXPR News, I'm Miranda Vanderleest.